Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back. Everybody, go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 704. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, then go and tell somebody come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Shit, we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now. Sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go on, get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror, get right with you, and then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee or, you know, all that Uber driving, door dashing and things, man. You just want to make sure that you can spread some positive vibes out here, man, to combat all this negativity, straight like that. And I say let's go ahead and get to it, man. Let's go ahead and fucking get to it, bro. I've laid my eyes upon some of the most entertaining horror shit I've seen in a while, man. There is this, I don't know if you guys are aware, but there is this new show called Cabinet of Curiosities, and the shit is fucking awesome, bro. I think they announced this shit back in like August or something, but I'm pretty sure we reported on it even then, you know what I'm saying? But It is really fucking good. It came off with a fucking bang, bro. Fucking bizarre little nightmares unfold and 8 tales of terror in a visually stunning, spine-tingling horror collection curated by Guillermo. I think that's what his name is. Yeah, it's the Del Toro gentleman. But it ain't just him. It's like he put all of this shit together. So he pretty much put all these movie producers and shit together to basically, you know, see who tells the best fucking story. And, you know, it's just in time for Halloween and shit, so it's like, they're competing, bro. In the first 2 episodes, my nigga, that shit is something, boy. I'm telling you, I really fucking enjoyed that shit, bro. I'm like, well, how often are the episodes getting ready to drop? And, you know, what other producers involved and shit, what are the stories gonna be about and shit. You know, the first one was about this guy, and he was like buying a, you know how they do auctions for, you know, lockers and shit like that, where people, you know, storage units and stuff. He fucking buys this storage unit, and you know, he gets to finding, you know, little satanic shit in there or whatever, and he's in a very down on his luck position in life, so he, you know, he ain't really listening to the warnings and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And he steps on toes as well. So the guy, you know, he's buying up these lockers and shit, but as thirsty as he is to get them, the owner is to sell them. So he's kind of like side dealing and backdooring other people just so this gentleman could have pretty much first dibs. He stepped on the toes of this lady, and you know, she was a Spanish lady or whatever, but he kind of made fun of her and shit for, you know, having an accent and not being able to, you know, argue with him in English and shit like that. Like, he was, you know, kind of talking shit about her. You can get a little sense of his character and shit, like, just in the first 5-10 minutes. He's in depth, you know what I'm saying? He owes, like, these loan sharks money and shit. They come kick his ass or whatever. So that, you know, prompts him to try to get as much money as he can as quick as possible. Again, he finds this satanic shit. Somebody somewhat knows something about it, and they refer him to, you know, someone else. They like, okay, well, since you got this type of stuff, you need to go to this person. They know what they're talking about. There was some ritual books or whatever. The gentleman that was getting ready to buy them off of this fucking grifter, he offered him $300,000, and his debt won none but like 12-15 grand and shit. So it was like he was really trying to get the money.
these books were hidden inside of a table that he had in his storage unit. And the guy was like, well, there's a fourth book that actually summons a demon and can make it earthbound if we find it. But we have to be careful with it because the book will burst into flames if we don't remove it properly. This nigga, not trying to listen, all he heard was, if we get that last book, I'll write you a check. That's all he fucking heard. So he takes this guy to his storage unit, and they're looking all around or whatever, and they find this false wall. That's as best as I can describe it. They find this false wall, and in this wall, behind this wall, there is a tunnel. There's tunnels. And the guy has... I guess he's kind of been paying attention to his surroundings because there's papers and, like, Bible scriptures and crucifix up on the wall and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, man. Of course, he ignores all of that shit. And they get to this back room, like I said, which is, like, deep behind his storage unit and shit. And they see this corpse. Within this corpse, there's this fucking... entity. There's a fucking entity. I shit you not. And this motherfucking thing is like chewing and gnawing, and it's pretty much still alive, but it looks as if it can't leave a certain spot. So the gentleman inquiring on buying the books, he was like, well, you know, we need to be careful because someone was obviously in the middle of this ritual because they have the demon right there. It's bound. But this fucking grifting idiot, he sees the satanic circle on the ground in chalk dust and shit, and decides to just go for the book, and he grabs the book, kicking over sand and shit, and this pissed the demon off. So the demon got up, and sure enough, it's the body of the young lady who was missing in all of these, you know, news clippings and stuff that was on the wall and shit. Like, he just really wasn't paying no attention. The gentleman who wanted to buy the book, he didn't last long. He was just like frozen in fear and shit because he knew the shit was real, but he wanted to like be sure and shit. And to see it, that shit just scared the fuck out of him. And he fucking died instantly and shit. And also, as soon as the guy grabs the book and walks across the threshold, the book burst into flames. Like, so it you know... some old bullshit, and I know I'm probably not explaining it right or whatever, but it was just weird. I'm talking about from the beginning, because you can tell like how he's treating people. They wouldn't help him if he was on fire and shit. You know what I'm saying? So this demon chases the guy around or whatever, and it's a big ass storage facility. So he gets to this door, but it's locked from the outside. And, he needs help getting out. So who the fuck comes to the door? The young lady, he fucking stepped on her toes and shit. And, you know, it's on her to decide to, you know, open the door or leave it shut. And, that shit was amazing. I liked how they made it seem like, okay, yeah, you gotta watch who you step on. You have to watch how you treat people, how you talk to them and stuff like that. That was a decent lesson from it and shit. The next story that was out or whatever, it was about some grave robbing shit. And I really don't condone that shit, bro. The dead need to be respected. You know what I mean? The dead need to just rest. Let the dead lie. You know what I mean? I was always interested in how grave robbers breathe, because I'm not digging up no 6-7 foot hole of somebody who's been decomposing for years, months in some instances. Sometimes these raggedy motherfuckers go right in the grave, day of and shit. So that shit's just gross to me. I never was a fan of that shit, bro. And anybody who is out there still grave robbing, you go get you a motherfucking goddamn job or something. That shit's not that lucrative. That shit can't be that motherfucking lucrative. I'm not going. But sure enough, man, this dude gets to figuring out that the graves aren't what they cracked up to be. because his stealing ass. First off, I liked how, you know, this person is kind of, you know, somewhat respected. He's somewhat respected in, you know, his little land. And keep in mind, this is just a different story. So it's from a different creator and shit. You know what I'm saying? These two stories going head to head. His ass get to seeing these holes, like, within caskets and within graves. Holes within holes and shit. And it turns out the fucking rats have, you know, they've, of course, been eating dead bodies. Of course, it's a graveyard. But they have been taking the bodies out of the fucking caskets, yo. Down into this fucking rat tunnel area or whatever and shit, bro. And that shit, the special effects, bro, that shit got me. Nigga, that fur on these fucking rodents is looking like fur nowadays, bro. Like, I swear, I was just like, I couldn't believe how they pulled the shit off, bro. It's called Cabinets of Curiosities, bro. And that shit is raw as hell to me, bro. I can't wait for the next few stories and shit, bro. Like, this shit's gonna be something, man. This shit is really gonna be something, yo. I'm fucking with it. I'm really fucking with it, dog. They did a good job. They fucking did a really, really good job and shit. I think it's gonna be somewhere around 13 episodes or some shit like that. But, fucking bravo, man. You know what I mean? Fucking bravo. That shit was nice, dog. I'm fucking with it. From the tone of it to, you know, everything and shit. And shout out everybody, man. Shout out everybody who was fucking involved with this shit, bro. Because, you know, although it does list the creator as, Guillermo del Toro, there are a lot of other creators who are involved and shit. Like, each story isn't his. He's just responsible for, you know, the collective of it and stuff. So, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait, bro. Like, this shit is gonna be something. This shit is really gonna be something. It may kind of define how storytelling may go in the future as far as... Last year, they were doing this Huluween stuff where Hulu, you know, they were, like, kind of hosting their own, you know, their own block of horror and shit, you know what I'm saying, in conjunction with Blumhouse. This shit here, this season one can definitely lead up into about 3 or 4 seasons if they, you know, if they keep it cute. If they keep it cute, you know what I mean? Like, the first episode was probably about, like, 40 minutes or something like that. The one after that was a little bit less, but... It didn't take away from what they were trying to do, cause like I didn't get scared or anything. Fuck you, fuck you. I didn't get scared or anything. I'm just saying like that damn story was one of them. Both of them. the first two episodes, fucking awesome. That's how you bring in a season. Fucking good work, guys. As the speaker and representative for the Black community as a whole. This shit is horror incarnate. This shit is the embodiment of fucking horror. And I liked how they tried to, like, give us a little sneak peek of the episodes to come. That's how you fucking do it. That's how you fucking do it, yo. Beautiful shit, bro. Beautiful, 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 man. I like it. You'll like it. Like I said, y'all definitely gonna be hearing me talk about this shit a little bit more in the future. I'm really, really liking it right now. Fucking, this is my land, bro. This is my time. I fucking relish in this shit, bro. I love Halloween, bro. Like, I did kind of notice too how some of my cover arts weren't fucking showing up as well. Spotify, you got, like, guys, y'all can't do me like that. Y'all cannot do me like that. Like, although they did put up my name and stuff like that, don't give me no bullshit about the pictures that I'm using when anyone can, you know, pretty much just rip off whatever image online. Y'all got all these catfish accounts and shit, you know what I'm saying? People with, you know, 3-4 motherfucking, emails and shit, and they able to, you know, create their own little stills or... thumbnails and shit like that. So don't give me any shit. Don't give me any crap. Come on now. Don't give me no crap, bro. I'm gonna try to dispute those copyright claims and shit, man. And sure enough, I bet money by fucking Halloween. Them pictures will show. Hey, them pictures gonna show, my nigga, because it's, you know what I mean? It just kind of takes, for me, it kind of takes away and shit. Like, look at all of the Halloweens that I've done. Every single Halloween. Two-day wait. You know what I'm saying? Then you get a new episode. The title goes with the picture. Come on, bro. Like, I've been doing me. I have been doing me and shit, man. So don't come over here fucking with me. And then y'all acting like I'm making some big fucking bag off this shit. Fuck no. Nigga, if that was the case, I wouldn't use anybody's fucking picture. Nobody's. I wouldn't use any fucking body's picture, man. But, you know, they fuck with the smaller creators and shit, bro. Y'all know how they do us, man. Y'all know how they do us and shit, bro. But it ain't shit. Motherfucker will most definitely make it through this. Definitely will. Let's get to some other shit, man. I mean, there is other things to talk about. I do want to talk about Ye, though. You know what I'm saying? I do kind of want to talk about Ye, man. Yeah, man. I want to talk about Ye. Shit. It's some things, man. I guess people finally done got what the fuck they wanted, in a sense. Ye has been departnered from Adidas. That has affected his financial status severely. Severely. This motherfucker went from $11 billion to not even one. Not even half of one. So it's like, people think it's over with for him, man. People think it's over with for him because they didn't sever their little ties and shit. But again, it's proving his fucking point. So congratulations, idiots. You just made it easier for him to elaborate his point. You just made it that much easier to elaborate his motherfucking point. And I just wish these fucking sheeple would get their heads out of their ass and stop trying to fucking condemn him and shit and help him counsel these motherfuckers. Listen to any black person from like Northeast Africa and shit, and listen to them how they explain how they're Semites, how they are the original Jewish people. Listen to how they convey themselves in a conversation and shit. There is no argument. There is no fucking argument. Nigga, this shit dates back and shit. It's just like that DeSantis argument and shit, where dude, I don't think it was him directly, but someone he was debating is talking about how it's not right to teach children that America is stolen land, which it physically, actually is. That is how you bitches came up on it. You motherfuckers came over here with fucking lice fucking covers and shit and your fucking, you know, your damn diseases and shit, fucking on all the Indians, enslaving them motherfuckers, and came with fucking slaves and shit. It's like, dude, quit trying to outrun the fucking history and shit, bro. And if ain't nobody gonna ever say anything, shit is just gonna be like, okay, this is going on? Oh, okay. Okay, this is going on? Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. No, shit is not fucking fine, bro. I'm trying to raise these damn kids in this fucking world. And y'all are shaping it up into this fucking cookie-cutter-ass, bullshit-ass way, bro. And that shit is not what the fuck I'm on. That's not the type of time that I am on. I am not moving like that. I don't respect that shit, bro. All of this deplatforming and trying to silence and hush this nigga, bro. He's still Kanye fucking West. And people are still gonna listen to him anywhere we can, nigga. It's like y'all trying to tell us that he's wrong. It's like y'all trying to tell us he's wrong and shit, but y'all ain't just saying he's wrong. Y'all saying, nope, he's wrong, shut him up. Why he can't talk? Why he can't fucking talk? Like, I mean, that shit is crazy. Look at some of these videos where some black speakers are. I just seen this African brother. He's sitting there explaining, clear as day, what Kanye means when he says we are the original Jews. He said it plain as day, and this white dude stood up and tried to take the microphone from him. Why he can't say what the fuck he's saying? Everybody else got a chance to motherfucking speak. I don't agree with what they fucking doing to this man. It's fucking disgusting. How dare y'all hoes try to hide the truth? How dare you hoes get so fucking distracted at the George Floyd comment that everything else goes over your head. God damn, if he had just came out and apologized for that shit, you niggas would jump right back in fucking line because you're fucking sheeple. You fucking sheeple. Oh yeah, we don't like him now. Oh, let's get on him. Academics was just getting damn near the same treatment and shit for mistakenly referring to Reginae Carter as a bitch. Let's look up bitch. What is that? It's a female dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Does she eat fucking dog food? Does she shit in the yard? I don't think we should be harping on fucking words and verbiage and shit, man. I call my son gay. I just call him that because it's funny to me. It's funny to me. He is as straight as an arrow. My daughter really actually might be gay. But I'm still talking shit about having grandkids and all this other shit. But I call my son gay since the first time he thought it was fucking funny. To this fucking day. Hey, what's up, my LGBTQ+IO? I fuck with him, bro. And he ain't even gay. But it's an inside joke to how coddled the fucking community is. How fucking weak you bitches is becoming, bro. Because now niggas can't even say words. We can't say words. When a nigga acting slow, I can't call him retarded. That's bullshit. You're acting, you're behaving in a manner of where someone else is deficient. No, I can't say deficient. Well, you are behaving in a way of someone who is handicapable. That is what I can recognize your behavior as. That is what I'm referring it fucking to. If you fucking acting retarded, I'm gonna fucking call you retarded. Nigga, what the fuck? Niggas can't say words no more and shit. Like, y'all got on Lizzo for saying spaz. Y'all got on Beyonce for saying spazzing. Fucking sheeple. Oh, well, I already bought the album, motherfucker, so I'm not changing shit. I'm not changing a fucking thing. This nigga said, the president of the United States doesn't listen to one of the smartest, most richest motherfuckers in the fucking America right now. That is fucking retarded. But it is. It is. That is fucking dumb. How fucking dare you not even have no goddamn reach at all in your own fucking office, nigga. Biden. How dare you send all this fucking money to Ukraine and your ass ain't even fucking been. The fuck out of here, man. You are that's some retarded shit. Motherfucker, the behavior you are displaying is that of someone handicapable. Motherfucker, that's you. In that moment, in every other moment, you decide not to take in one of the smartest motherfuckers to at least have a fucking chat and stop fucking ignoring niggas. Like, niggas, it's finna be 4 years. Yo, the 4 years then came and motherfucking went, ain't it? Straight up. Ain't somebody supposed to be voting next month and shit? Well, what's gonna happen next November? Y'all better fucking cut it the fuck out, man. Like, honestly, bro. Then it's like, yeah, let's embarrass him now so that way if he does, let's embarrass Ye now so that way if he does even think about trying to run for president, we already gave him the humiliation ritual. Y'all proving his point, man. Y'all basically proving this man's point and shit. What y'all should have did was just let that nigga talk and crash out, because if you look at the niggas, if you look at all them niggas who got mad at George Floyd, at the George Floyd comments, but they ain't never been in no rally, they ain't donate no fucking money, and all these niggas just upset because of words. Nigga, he said that shit to get y'all fucking attention. Y'all don't understand, though, bro, because y'all, you know what I mean? Like, this is just that Midwest shit, bro. Like, I'm gonna say something, nigga, and that shit gonna make you go, what? And I'm like, yeah, nigga, nigga, pay attention. Like, you know goddamn well he didn't mean that shit, man. He didn't mean that shit, bro. Y'all just wanted that to be a fucking reason for y'all to have some type of attitude towards him and shit. And like I was telling the Jews, y'all should have just let his ass talk shit. Y'all should have just let his ass talk shit because the niggas was gonna tear his ass up anyway. Nigga, we are implosive as fuck. We implosive as hell. Something going right, something going good. All of a sudden, yo bitch got niggas texting her phone and shit. But she mad because you checked the phone. Bitch! It's almost Christmas, ho. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Setting up dates and shit with these niggas? You texting them back and all of this verbiage and wordage and shit? Oh, no, no, I don't mean that shit. Ooh. I have been led to believe, bitch, that you are doing this, such and such, and so and so. here it is all the while. Your ass is, you know, entertaining conversations and shit. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Ye is too smart to let y'all try to make him look stupid, bro. Like, dead ass. So, even with the remarks of him saying, like, he was the richest and shit and all that stuff, none of that even mattered, bro. Like, you were the loudest. You were the most honest. Like, my nigga, we didn't give a fuck about how much money your ass had, dog. Like, all we wanted to do was hear that truth you had. Nigga, you are one of the ones who wasn't scared to say what was going on behind the curtain. Nigga, let us fucking know. Nigga, let us fucking know, man. Like, this, boy, you niggas is just sheeple, bro. You're fucking sheeple. And I don't know how to break that. I don't know how to get y'all off of that shit. But it's, you know, it's been a difficult fight. It's been a fucking difficult fight, man. And I hope this nigga just comes back so fucking harder and rise from these ashes and shit. Y'all are gonna fucking eat your words. We need him to leave the country, go gain some fucking knowledge, or at least give a platform and a voice and some fucking spotlight to people who know exactly what he's talking about, because they are in Africa, still believing the same shit that they do, because they don't let this Western colonized bullshit fucking, you know, flip them and shit. They don't be influenced by us and shit, my nigga. Like, they really don't. They don't give a fuck about what we doing here. All this fucking yay shit, bro. Like, we've been talking about this nigga for a fucking full month and shit, bro. A fucking full month. But don't nobody want to hear from him and shit. Y'all trying to... Y'all will go after anybody who sides with him and shit. Y'all guess... What is buck breaking? What's buck breaking? In a slave master's term and shit. Ain't that when you take the biggest, the strongest, in this case, the loudest nigga, and make an example out of his ass? In front of everybody. Keep in mind, this is a man. They would have other white men fuck this black dude in front of the whole fucking village to show that he ain't got no fucking power. They would beat this motherfucker till he was bloody and fuck him in the ass. One after the fucking other until that motherfucker either submitted or fucking died. Buck breaking. Y'all may mean it in a rancher's term and shit, but I'm talking about in a slave sense. Nigga, this is some slavery shit that's going on. He is choosing not to be silenced. I'm standing with that. I'm standing with that because y'all fucking behavior around his fucking conversation is what's scary. The way that you act after your reaction, man. Your reaction. Everybody's fucking reacting. I hate that shit. It ain't never no pre-action. What the fuck is up, bro? What the fuck is up with all of this bullshit? Don't make no goddamn sense, does it? Keep on proving this point, though. It's your dumbasses. Because as much as y'all want him to be quiet, that's as loud as I want him to go. Quiet, quiet, quiet. No, nigga, louder. Louder, louder. Because they on some whole shit with him, bro. Like, you nigga scared of the fucking truth? A nigga can't say we original. Like, bro, y'all see how they did Nick Cannon, bro? They buck broke his ass, bro. They fucked Nick Cannon in front of motherfuckers and niggas just let that shit happen. Oh, new Wildin' Out this weekend. Oh, this season we got. Y'all just told this nigga a new asshole for a year. And he had to grovel the fuck back. The nigga had to go sit down with rabbis and shit all in public, bro. Like, I did not respect that shit, bro. I was very, very, very mad because I didn't know that them white folk had that much power over him. How the fuck you let these white folk get so much power over you? Nigga, you've been at Nickelodeon and motherfucking Snick and all of this shit for years. How in the fuck did you slip like that? Oh, see, well, you know, the network. Oh, you ain't got network money now? You and Diddy, y'all ain't got network money? Fuck out of here, man. Oh, yeah, you guys support Kanye, so we're not gonna be showcasing any of your content. That's fine. That's fine. The fuck, niggas can make a way without you niggas, bro. Like, that shit just don't make no sense to me, bro. Y'all are proving this nigga's point. Proving this nigga's point and shit, bro. But, you know, by all means, let's motherfucking try to shut everybody up who has something interesting to say. Y'all on some whole shit, bro. Y'all can't just cover a nigga mouth and shit, bro. Like, that shit is just not what's up. I can't wait until I'm, you know, done with the holiday season shit, and I get to start using cover arts that, you know, that's gonna fucking grab y'all. Cause that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get these fucking pictures that's gonna grab your ass, bro. That's all I'm on for the rest of the year, bro. Cause the behavior y'all displaying over some fucking words is childish. Y'all niggas is fucking childish for this shit, bro. Today I'm smoking Blue Gushers. Fucking man, dogs. Bitch ass shit. What's the newest shit they done said? Newest shit they done said was, Ye said Jay-Z broke up the Diddy and Drake fight. Now we gonna harp on that shit? So now y'all are still mad at the George Floyd comments, but you're still willing to report on other things that he has said. If y'all don't go somewhere and shut the fuck up, go on somewhere and eat a dick somewhere. Like this, man, no. Fucking no. Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the topics surrounding him and not all of them. Niggas talking about Ye, bro. Like I feel a little bit closer to him because it's like I also can't really express myself like that. I be knowing what the fuck I mean when I say some shit, but when you sit there and act stupid and say, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about?" Or you have the reach to get my interview stopped off YouTube. You got the power to manipulate the media and make me look a certain way by running certain headlines and clickbaity ass titles and shit. This nigga need to go on Vlad because it seems like anybody can go on Vlad nowadays. Hitman, these motherfuckers who actually hid bodies and decomposed them. Nigga, cannibals can go on there. He done stepped way far away from the porn stars and rappers that he used to just sit down with. Hasn't he? Latest rapper I seen on that motherfucker not to be a reoccurring guest and shit was Chingy. Fucking Chingy. Oh, man, let me run to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. Nobody move, won't nobody get hurt.
Everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Miyagi and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back. Hell yeah, man. That's how you fucking do it. You want to punch in, that's how you do it, kids. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I really appreciate it. At least you came. Better late than fucking never. I swear to God, better late than goddamn never. Because it's a lot of fuck shit going on. You feel like you missed something, go on and go back. I say better late than never. Yeah, where I left off was Chingy. Chingy, newest motherfucker on Vlad and shit. But he was like one of them original motherfuckers that was on Vlad and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of platform that Ye needs because, you know, I'm not really sure of what religion Vlad practices, but I'd imagine, you know, he'd have some type of insight or some type of, you know, some type of fucking feedback. Man, ain't nobody even responding to this nigga. Like, that's how I know he ain't saying shit wrong because you bitches don't even have a fucking rebuttal. You don't even have a rebuttal. All y'all got is the power to silence a nigga, bruh. He need to keep talking, bro. Because the next thing that's going to happen is he's going to get a fucking soapbox. He's going to fucking rent out a street. He's going to rent out something. He's going to have him some security and shit. And you bitches are going to put snipers in the fucking buildings. That's what I feel like y'all going to do. Y'all going to know where he's going to be. He's going to stand there. He's going to talk his shit. And y'all going to fucking kill him. Y'all gonna fucking try to kill him, bro. For fucking words. For motherfucking words, bro. Butt hurt much? Yeah, ass hurt much? Fuck out of here with that shit, bro. Weak as water, bro. Just weak as water. What fucking happened to ignoring a nigga? Y'all ain't even just trying to ignore this nigga, bro. The shit he's saying ain't fucking wrong. It's not fucking wrong. Where he jumped the gun was chilling with Candace Owens, watching that motherfucking documentary behind the scenes before he even came out, and then coming out and talking about it. Nigga, he gave us his fucking review. He gave us his review of Candace Owens' fucking greatest lie ever sold. And if your ass ain't seen that shit yet, man, get the fuck on. Get the fuck on somewhere. Like, go somewhere. Because I know you ain't read a fucking book. Know your ass ain't read a book. Know your ass sitting there waiting on everybody to do something so you can react to it. Ain't nobody planning for shit, so it ain't no pre-action. That's just the one thing I want y'all to get in y'all fucking head this episode. Everybody be waiting on somebody else to do something so they can react. I'm anticipating your move, bitch, so I'm trying to pre-act. That's like a nigga, like I said earlier, I'm gonna check my bitch phone. I ain't even looking for shit, but the shit I see, I don't like. You mad because I'm trying to get ahead of some shit? Suck a fucking dick, and you better choose wisely. Suck a dick. Yo ass better choose fucking wisely. This shit is some whole other level bullshit, and it's clear as day, and ain't nobody trying to call that shit out. I got a smaller ass platform than Ye, than Hot 97, Rap Life, Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor. If they don't want this episode shown, bro, and God, they ain't got to put me in no fucking algorithm, nigga. I'll just rely on the, what, the couple thousand motherfuckers that do listen and shit. I see the numbers. Appreciate that. But you got to think about, nigga, like, if I'm in episode 704 and you can scroll all the way back years, 5, 6 years, my nigga, then was I just blowing hot wind? Like, listen to the shit I'm saying, bro. Like, dog, I don't claim not one religion. I am not Jewish. I am not Catholic. I am not Christian. I am not none of that shit. Because you want to know why? Because it's one fucking God, and y'all assholes figured out a way to monetize that shit. God is Wi-Fi, my nigga. Can't see it, can't touch it, don't know where the fuck it's coming from. God is the internet, my nigga. Can't touch it, can't see it, don't know where the fuck it's going. God is wind, bro. God is air. And y'all niggas then started charging for air. You just slow down the signal to motherfuckers' phones and shit at certain points of the month, even though they got, you know, $3,000 fucking phones. Just hungry, bro. Just fucking hungry, dog. Like, y'all niggas, y'all charging for air? Nigga, let me see a bag of Wi-Fi, bro. Like, just show me a bag of Wi-Fi. If anybody can take a picture of Wi-Fi or the internet broadband, period, like, just the energy source, I want to see that. What makes it come to the screen and light up and be social media and fucking leaked nudes and porn and all of this shit? How do you get that from that? That nigga is not fucking wrong, and y'all bitches are stupid. Y'all are. Y'all the fucking retards. Y'all are. For letting these motherfuckers play in your fucking face like that. Fuck out of here, bro. I am not fucking going. I'm just not going, bro. Like, I'm, and look at me, little platform, just swinging. You know what I'm saying? I'm swinging, hoping I hit, and I knock somebody's fucking sense into them and shit, bro. Like, it just don't make no sense, dog. Like, y'all ass is fucking, y'all letting them win, bro. Like, y'all letting these niggas win, and it's only because, oh well, I'm not gonna say anything because I don't want my channel deleted. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want my subscribers gone. Shit, I just got these followers. I'm not going to stand next to him. Bitch, do you know how many times they deleted Boosie? And he then came on back and came on back and came on back? What the fuck does that tell you? Don't that tell you, like, with a nigga as real as Boosie, why in the fuck is the internet so important to him and shit? Yes, true enough, he gets paid off of his celebrity. He's figured out a way to get himself monetized and shit. You know what I'm saying? Making money off of people promoting shit and all of that, or doing little shows here and there for the thousands and shit. He done finessed his little way back into the game and shit. But why he can't say certain shit? That's a whole nother can of worms and shit. So on top of that, you don't fuck with the gays and you don't fuck with the Jews. Everybody's free to do anything that they want to a black, Chinese, Hispanic, Latinx, Mexican, fucking Puerto Rican, goddamn Haitian. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to these people. But you better not say shit about no fucking faggots. And you better not say shit about no fucking juices. Some bullshit. They're words. They're fucking words. Motherfucking words, bro. Oh, well, he can incite violence. Has he incited any violence when DEFCON 3 means fucking defense? It means defense. You motherfuckers, man, y'all got mad when they got mad. Y'all motherfuckers got mad because they got mad. What the fuck happened? Oh, yeah, man, you know, politics ain't my thing. Nori, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, nigga, I don't know what the fuck Nori is. I'm swear to God. His rap name was Noriega or the infamous Noriega, some shit like that. And he had an accent too. So I don't know if this nigga's Cambodian, fucking Samoan, fucking Ecuadorian nigga. I don't fucking know, because he's not black and he's not Mexican. So what the fuck else is he? You know what I'm saying? He's like foreign and shit. He's a foreigner. Yeah, man, politics, bro, politics, man. Man, all right, I understand. But that's bogus that they got you so scared that you can't even stand next to a motherfucker hollering out the truth and shit. Oh, but we love the Jews, bro. You know, we're trying to bring everybody together. That's fine. And eventually it will happen. He's not inciting no violence, bro. Like, the only violent motherfuckers is y'all. If I did take my bitch phone and checked it and all that shit, and I kept it and would respond to motherfuckers like I'm her and shit like that, or just delete everybody and block everybody, if I did that shit, that's me deplatforming the bitch, ain't it? Motherfucker, that's some type of abuse, ain't it? What is it, economic, electronically, you know what I'm saying, social mediacally abuse. Social media abuse, platformal abuse. I'm trying to not let her truth be heard or not let, you know what I'm saying? Not let motherfuckers see her and all of this other shit. Like, that's that and shit. Y'all motherfuckers is abusing this nigga, bro. No god, and then him getting into this fucking game, bro. You should have really made sure that money was solid, my nigga. Should have really made sure. Because now when you try to sue them for selling replicas of your shit, ain't nobody gonna fucking care. They're going to weigh in the favor of Adidas. They're going to weigh in the favor of Balenciaga and bullshit like that. Anna Wintour can go somewhere with Queen Elizabeth. She can go on somewhere with Queen Elizabeth. Dead fucking serious. Fucking old ass. Fashionable bitch. This bitch fresh to death every time you see this motherfucker, ain't she? But ain't she about doing shit like, I don't want to put no clock on motherfuckers, but you know. You know, if we being honest and shit, she's up there in fucking age. So why does it even fucking matter when you come out and say, oh, well, yeah, I'm not fucking with him. Bitch, so what? Go roll your fucking wheelchair over there somewhere. Motherfucking grown people talking. I need to talk to the people who are listening to him and who are not trying to just stay stuck on one thing that he said and shit. Straight up, like, the biggest thing in political arguments today is about how children are learning history. They don't like the history. You white motherfuckers don't like how y'all came over here, raped the land, and took it and resold this shit? Y'all don't like it? Too fucking bad. Too fucking bad. Where the fuck are Indians at right now? In like Nevada or some shit? About Las Vegas or something? About right outside of Phoenix or some shit like that? In a fucking reservation? In a set area and shit? Where is the black reservation? Where the fuck is that at? Okay, because it seems like the outside of their area, there's the rest of the United States. That shit is fucking wrong. That shit is fucking wrong. Yeah, y'all niggas is...
Y'all niggas is boy, I'm trying to tell you. Watch these niggas, bro. you better watch these niggas, man. Yeah. Better fucking watch these niggas, bro. Fucking yay, bro. Fucking yay, man. Nah, man. Dude, you put your foot in your fucking mouth, didn't you, boy? Fucking Pierce Morgan interview still up. Tucker Carlson shit ain't been removed, ain't been flagged, age restricted, none of that shit. Y'all took down Nori shit because it was 4 hours of fucking truth and about 10 minutes of bullshit. That shit he said about George Floyd wasn't shit. That shit wasn't shit. It's just the fact that he seen the documentary, which was more in favor it was way more in favor of the way how Candace Owens viewed things. But he should have just let that shit come out, and he should have actually let people watch the shit first. He should have just let people decide for themselves. That's where he fucked up. But y'all would have known that if you had pre-acted. If y'all had known that, okay, yeah, the White Lives Matter t-shirt, he's with Candace Owens, she's been promoting this documentary, this is kind of something similar to what the documentary is about. Y'all was waiting on everybody else to have something to say about it so you could say something about what they were saying about. Go on somewhere. Go fuck yourself somewhere. Go on fuck yourself somewhere, man. When they sit here literally buck-breaking this nigga. Y'all, man, psst. Fuck out of here, bro. Not fucking going. I don't think I said on this side of the show, I am still smoking Blue Gushers. But, I mean, fuck, where we are right now, bro, I probably don't even hit that shit. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Like, dead ass, bro, because I'm not with, like, this is what they doing. They'll say whatever Ye said was, you know, this temperament, this level of bad. Then niggas like Talib Kweli come out and say some shit. But that prompts niggas like Consequence to say something. We don't want these. Now y'all niggas arguing and they reporting on y'all niggas arguing about this nigga. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. That is not what's important. Both of y'all niggas be quiet. Let him speak. Let him talk. Like, let him talk, bro. Like, god damn. Y'all did try to make George a fucking martyr. It was fucked up how he died. Motherfucker, asphyxiation ended up being the fucking cause, so I don't give a shit if the nigga smoked a joint before the hand. I don't care that he did a line beforehand, so fucking what? Oh, but that level of fentanyl else would have got it would have killed him on his own. Let's not focus on that, bro. The fentanyl ain't put no knee on this nigga neck, bro. And depending on what time in the fucking video that you see, Derek Chauvin did move his fucking leg. He did move his leg. But I'm telling you, when they was pulling that stretcher out and his knee was clearly on his neck, what are we arguing about? Because Kanye ain't see it? Okay, all right, let's just skip that fact altogether because he was wrong for that. Whatever, he ain't see it. My nigga, he ain't see it. Goddamn. What about the other shit he was saying? We're not going to address that at all? People, bro. You fucking people. It just don't make no sense, bro. Y'all the same fucking audience. Y'all the same bitch-ass audience who turned Rory pulling up on academics into some ho shit when Ak ain't even come outside. Listen to how he tells the story. Oh, yeah, I see the car coming, and then I see this ginger guy get out. Way in here, I see the Toyota, Honda, I see the Civic pull up. The fucking car changes every time to try to diminish Rory and shit. You know what I'm saying? To try to make it look like he was driving some fucking, you know, bucket to come pull a boss move. When your ass was, if there's any truth to your story, you watched him do this shit and you ain't bust a fucking grape. But you got everybody else thinking that you this big tough motherfucker and shit. You're okay. They'll fuck you too. They'll fuck you too, nigga. You see, he ain't said shit about Chrissy Teigen. Only thing that nigga say about Chrissy Teigen is in high regards now. Bitch ass nigga, because they learned you, didn't they? They fucked with your money. They think fucking with black people money finna make us behave another way and shit, bro. This nigga just went from 11 billion to 400 million. I want to hear him talk that I'm the leader shit still.
Like, dead ass, because he was the first motherfucker for it to happen to. Nick Cannon got a little taste. Nick Cannon got a little taste, bro, when he got back right and shit with Mass and M. Academics got a little taste, then he got back right with Mass and M. What's right with Mass and M? He start, in Academics' case, he start covering death, covering, you know, trauma in the fucking black community. He start covering people going to jail. More black news and shit. You see what I'm saying? And he fucking Jamaican. Like, not to say that he ain't black, but I'm just saying, that motherfucker ain't got no fucking problem not feeling close enough to us to not shed light on that side of us. Oof. And if your ass ain't catch that, fuck you. Because I'm not saying it again. Ye is getting it now. Ye getting it now. Yeah, they whipping that boy. Right in front of motherfuckers. But I'm telling you, it's other motherfuckers who, like, knows what he's getting whipped for is not a reason to get whipped for. But y'all won't speak up because you don't want to get whipped. You niggas hear the sound of that crack of that whip, boy. Y'all niggas don't want no smoke with that shit. Y'all niggas is punks. Punks. Y'all was about the 80th people to get off the boat. First motherfuckers... You know, they got off the boat. They wasn't going for that enslaving shit. They got killed. They got that. But you motherfuckers who stood there and watched learns that, oh, okay, so if I don't do what that person did, I will not die. This is Ye's case. If I don't say what Ye said in front of people and I just throw a dinner party and hopefully no audio gets out, I won't get deplatformed. What else did they just do? They put up fucking promotions for Rihanna. They put up promotions for Rihanna and Black Panther. All this black power shit going on, bro, and y'all can't decipher what Ye is trying to say. Okay. 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 Ugh. Guess we supposed to be the damn fools. Whatever, man. Let's move on. Let's move the fuck on. I'm done with that shit, bro. I'm done. Fucking Kodak Black just signed to Capitol Records. Another fucking Jewish-owned label, I'm fairly sure. Because y'all gonna tell me, no, it's ran by this person. Okay, but if it's under... any umbrella capacity, you know, some type of Universal Music Group subsidiary or whatever the fuck, sister company, motherfucker, the owner's white. I'm trying to hear none of that shit. I don't give a fuck who y'all see in the damn building and shit. I don't care. This comes after he demanded that he be compensated somewhere around the ballpark of an NBA young boy and shit. So I'm just wondering, Capital, what the fuck did y'all give him? Did y'all hear what he wanted? Did y'all come anywhere close? Or did y'all just try to finesse some verbiage in the contract to where it would seem like it's a good idea for him to do, but in the end, in about 2-3 years, it wouldn't be? What did y'all do? Because you know your bitches are slick, and y'all know niggas don't read. Niggas hire a fucking a white lawyer. Then you get fucked in your deal. Then you get rid of that lawyer and hire a black lawyer who was taught by a motherfucking white teacher and shit. And they fuck you over too. Because they was whitewashed. Fucking. Get that man his money. He knows his reach. He knows his influence and shit, man. And he actually spoke up on what the fuck he wanted for his services. Give him what he want. Y'all already make so much motherfucking money. Y'all would be happy. Capitol Records would be happy if after signing Kodak Black for whatever he signed for, that he died. They would be fucking happy that he died or went to jail and they would still be able to, you know, legally make money off of him while he's making pennies on the fucking dollar in prison or no money at all in the fucking ground. They would love that shit. They would eat that shit up. Boy, he would get the best fucking promotion in the world and shit. He might outdo Juice World and shit. But he's got to die or go to jail. fucking, y'all niggas just not slick. Y'all just not slick. Forgive me if my son go to one of the best high schools in this motherfucking city. In this motherfucking state. My son goes to one of the best ones. And niggas is mad at me because I won't let him go to practice because the coach don't want to call me. If the coach is supposed to be your school dad, motherfucker, I got every goddamn right to request a fucking phone call, an audience, a motherfucking text back, something, motherfucker. Don't be this coward who's trying to use my fucking child for your fucking... Boy, y'all ain't finna use my kids for the perception of your funky-ass team. Straight like that. So hell yeah, he not gonna play, motherfucker, until you come talk to me. You not talking to me, you not wanting to have anything to do with me or build a fucking rapport with me is letting me further know that you just trying to use my motherfucking child. So fuck you too, sir. Ma'am, I really don't know how, you know, people are presenting themselves these days. Straight up. Like, that shit, boy, it just irks me because have I made the effort to go to the school and all that shit? No. I told my son to tell you what the fuck you told him to tell me, motherfucker. Oh, yeah, man, we gonna need you in Hope Gym, man. We gonna need you this year. All right, my dad said call him. When you refuse to do that, nigga, you're sending off red flags. Nigga, I'm getting dog whistles. Hey, this nigga really just wants your son there because, you know, he well-built, you know what I'm saying? He look like a big, strong nigga, and it's going to make other people want to come to the team. Yeah, yeah, you know they lost that last year's championship, you know what I'm saying? They got all the way up there, but they couldn't quite do it and shit, and they feel like they can do it with your son and shit. I am pre-acting, motherfucker. No, you can't use my goddamn kids, nigga, for your marching band, your fucking mascot, none of, water boy, none of that shit. Nigga, I don't give a fuck what it is. He ain't doing it until somebody come talk to me. Because I know motherfucking well nowadays everybody pays high school basketball attention. Not to brag. Y'all gonna pay him some attention. I'm telling you. The nigga has been good since he was 7 years old. He's been good. And ever since I seen you motherfucking... fruits, watch these kids grow up and try to mold them into something that you want them to be and shit, and letting them go to the colleges y'all want them to do and Xing out the family and shit. Nigga, what did I see when I was growing up? Motherfucking, the boy name was Jesus. It was a Ray Allen movie. He was in that shit with Denzel Washington and shit, bruh. Motherfucking, some type of basketball fucking movie. But it was like the schools was trying to manipulate him against his fucking dad. Against his shit himself, really, and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, yeah, yeah, just sign over here. Man, he didn't want to go to that school, bro. And you know, I'm in my son's life. I have some influence. He does listen to me. And all I do is tell him to watch you niggas. I said, why he ain't called me yet? I don't know. I said, do you see that, right? Like, yeah. I'm like, what you see? He's like, he don't want to talk to you. He don't want to talk to you about me. I bet you he fucking don't. Because he knows how much money you're worth. Well, he thinks he knows how much money you're worth. And he's scared I'm going to fucking tell him. He's scared I'm going to tell him. Yes, nigga, right now, in high school, my nigga. I know how much he's fucking worth. And y'all ain't got it. Y'all ain't got it and y'all trying to get it up off of him and shit. I'm not fucking going for that shit, bro. Y'all not finna X out the family. My nigga, that's my first fucking born. The same one I be telling y'all I be joning on and shit. Casing on and shit, bro. Flaming his ass. But, I'm crazy. I'm bogus. Oh, you gotta let him do this. You gotta let him do that. I ain't gotta do a motherfucking thing. I don't. He's my child. Yes, he wants to do the shit, and yes, it would be fun, but I'm not finna let it be fucking lucrative to some other motherfucking... Now, right here is where, like, Yale says, Jew. I am not gonna say that. I'm gonna say some other white motherfucker Xing us the fuck out. Nah, I'm not doing that shit, bro. Fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all know goddamn well how much motherfucking money these kids be. You understand me? Cut it the fuck out. Bitch ass shit, bro. It's called He Got Game. Just thought of that shit. It's called He Got Game. He Got Game. Denzel Washington. They let his ass out of prison early, like work release type shit, if he could convince his son to go to a certain school and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, look at the lengths y'all bitches went in that shit. Nigga, y'all came and got me out of whole fucking jail, whole fucking prison to try to convince my son, you know what I'm saying, to try to convince my son that he should go to a such and such school when I'm in jail for accidentally killing his mom. Because it was an accident, and he got game, and that shit was fucked up. It's like, he taught his son how to play basketball. He taught him how, he put the beast in his son, right? They kind of clashed, of course, his sports and shit. You know, Denzel played the sports dad and shit. And it was the fucking 90s, or I think within that movie, it was probably in the 80s and shit. You know how they time capsule shit. They go in the house. It's dinner time. The mom, she can sense the tension and shit. So she like, man, I'm not finna let y'all just sit here and scowl at each other and shit. The little boy want to get up from the table. He like, man, hell no, you ain't getting up from the table. Like, you gonna finish your food or you gonna go get that ball that you threw. Something to that effect. And the mom had to get in between them. Keep in mind, he's just a little tot. He a little tot, bro. He ain't, you know what I mean? He ain't gonna hurt him and shit. Like, at that age, I wouldn't hurt mine and shit. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't take it that way and shit to where their mom would have to get in between us and shit. No, I don't do that shit, bro. Fucking, she got in between them, and the dad just moved her. I swear to God, like, I ain't taking up for the nigga because he did kill the bitch. I'm not taking up for him. But all he did was, no, watch out, babe. And your little ass, and she fucking slips and hit her head on the corner of the motherfucking counter. It was a fucking accident. He wasn't attacking her. He was arguing with his fucking child. They was having a disagreement. That shit was a passionate ass argument. The daughter was sitting there and you know, I'm like, bro, like, that's, man, it was a fucking accident, yo. And that nigga went to jail, and the boy with the beast in him grew up without his dad. But the basketball was drilled inside of him. It was drilled in him and shit. So that's the only thing he knows. So when he grew up all these years without his dad and shit, nigga, he got, like, what, prospects and shit. He got motherfucking scouts looking at him and shit. Like, they were coming to his school trying to get him. They giving him tours and shit. They giving him clothes, giving him cars, getting this nigga fucked, giving him money and shit, bro. Like the little boy, he looking at all these schools like, man, I might go here. Shit, I might go here. Then his dad get out on work release because of a deal that he had with the state talking about, oh, yeah, I can convince my son to go do this and that. Really, what I think Denzel was trying to do was just get out and just see him, you know what I'm saying, and just try to be a part of his life and shit. He wasn't trying to force, you know, which school to go to and that until, like, the end and shit, because he was like, man, like, really, this is why I'm out and shit, but I finessed that so I could get some time with you before you made your decision type shit. And I don't really remember how it ended because, for one, I was a kid when that shit came out, and I wasn't really supposed to be watching that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I think I was like 10 years old and shit. I wasn't supposed to be watching that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I got it, man. I fucking got it. You know what I'm saying? I understood the shit, bro. I grew up knowing that, you know, they'll use you till your fucking body just runs raggedy and shit, bro. Like, imagine my son wanted to do football or some shit, and he was good at that, and the coach refused to talk to me and shit, but whole time trying to be this person in my son's life. Fuck you. How dare you? Fuck you, nigga. The fuck? No, my son's not coming. The fuck? Back to that shit. No. And then how dare you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the nerve of you. The fucking nerve of your ass to try to, you know, be this fucking a fake-ass father figure in my child's life and shit, but you don't want to talk to his real dad. I'd be like, bro, how in the fuck is people not respecting the fact that I'm actually still in your life after so long and shit? It ain't even like I'm saying, because now it sounds like I have an option to just, like, walk away and shit. Everyone does, because, you know, it all depends on how attached you are to the situation. But, motherfucker, I have him. I'm with him. I'm trying to do this shit with him. I'm trying to explain it to him. I'm trying to let him understand this shit, bro. And all I got to do is say, why he ain't call? Why she ain't call? I don't know. Hey, you see how they trying to do, right? Yeah. What you see? They trying to talk to me without you. They trying to do what they want to do. They don't want to see what you want to do. Exactly. Because what I want to do is what we should do. And I'm not selling you for fucking cheap. I'm not fucking doing that. Because make no mistake, you are going to sell your child. I ain't saying like for money and shit. No, I just meant like time. The time he's in practice, the time he's with this other father figure, he's not with his family. So all the siblings see is, oh yeah, my brother, he ain't never here and shit. My brother get mad when I'm in his room because he be gone all the time. Oh, my brother get mad at this, get that at that, whatever. Well, yeah, my brother, he played basketball real good. Oh, my brother got a big check. Oh, my brother went broke. I'm pre-acting, man. I'm fucking pre-acting, bro. I ain't finna wait for this shit to happen to try to do something about it. Fuck that, nigga. Fighting now. Fighting fucking now. I ain't really get into everything that I wanted to today and shit, but that's okay because, you know, I can bring it on back in the next 2 days and shit. I mean, you know, Lord willing, I'll be here and shit, man. But I'm going to get up out of here for now and shit. Just cause I feel like, you know, it's time to go. It's time to go. For Bernie Mac said, he said, y'all scared I'm going to say something. He said, I ain't going to say nothing. Oh, shit, that shit was so funny. I'm going to get out of here, man. So if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. I will be back in the next couple of them and whatnot. Just make sure you slide as well. Day ones. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go to the crib. All that good shit. I'll be back, man. I will be back. Y'all ain't even gonna miss me, yo. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. If you don't go on some goddamn way and find you something to fucking do, I swear to God. Jehovah, whoever and shit. Whatever and shit, man. Ain't nobody listening to you, boy. All right, y'all. Yeah, I'm fucking gone. It's time to go, goddammit. I'm gonna walk out of this motherfucking building. I'm get in my car. I'm fucking gone. Get your ass shit. Today was a goddamn day, man. Like, I actually had some shit to say, too. Like, I wanted to talk about that FYB J-Man shit.